welcome to Partners for Progressive Israel new podcast. I am your host, Maya Haber. This is the second in a series of conversations about the upcoming elections in Israel. In this episode, I spoke with Ron Cohen about the social and economic conditions in Israel after 6 years of Netanyahu's government. Ron Cohen served as a Knesset member for 25 years, first for Ratz and then for Meretz. He was the Minister of Industry and Trade in Ehud Barak's government. Cohen is best known for initiating and passing the public housing law, which gave residents in state-owned houses ownership over their apartments for a small rate. Now Cohen heads the Standard Institute of Israel. Ron Cohen. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Maya.
Thank you for agreeing to participate in our conversation.
No, I'm very, very glad to do it because, you know, Maya, I'm very, very worried about what's been going on to my country, to the state of Israel. And really, I start all my anxious about Israel because I came here as a child in the age of 10 and a half when I escaped from Baghdad, from Iraq, through Iran. And I arrived to Israel when I was sure, and I still sure, that the whole existence of the state of Israel was built for mainly to build a national homeland in security and justice for the Jewish people. What I very, very worried that when I'm looking about our government now, I became to be very anxious because I think that this regime of the Likud and the right wing in Israel, totally out of this target of building the state of Israel for the Jewish people. Because for this target of building security and justice in Israel, we need a government which leads our country to build the peace with our neighbors. And this government so far from it, and to build a country for a country with the justice and with the take care for the weaker people in the state. So when I speak about it, it's not because I think that this justice way is very, very fair, and this is my ideology. This is my ideology, that's right. But I think that on the same time, this is the only way for the state of Israel to continue to build Zionism as it was built by Herzl, by Weizmann, by all the founders of the Zionist movement. Without peace and justice, this is not a Zionist process. This is not a Zionist situation in our state. I can give you just maybe two examples when I know them very, very good personally. During the days when I was 25 years members of the parliament of the Knesset in Israel, and I was minister in the government and deputy minister of housing, I can give you two examples which make me very, very angry. The first one is about the health care. When you look what happened now in Israel, you find that our hospitals and our professors and doctors are part of the best in the world. But our hospitals crashed down because there was no budget for take health care for the people of Israel. And people are huge in the rooms of the hospitals, in the corridors of the hospitals. It's unbelievable, which is totally not unbelievable, that you can find also all those who survived from the Holocaust, which we, as the state of Israel, have to take care for them by 100%, by 1,000%, they have no, till now, they have no health care which was paid by the government. But on the same time, this government cost a lot of money, billions of shekels, to the occupied territory, to the settlements, to all those who are in the side of the right wing in Israel. Which it means that we are far away from the goal of the State of Israel to take care for the Jewish people. And who is more Jewish people than the survivors of this Holocaust? Second example, which I know it very, very well. You know that in the beginning, in the 50s, the very poor Israel was built 400,000 public apartments. For what? For observe all those who came from the Arab countries, from the very poor countries all over the world, from the Soviet Union countries and others, where they have no home and they have no way to buy a home. So that was very, very natural for Ben-Gurion, for Levi Eshkol, for Golda Meir and others that time, that we are going to build 400,000 apartments for the creation of the State of Israel and build the homeland for our people. So what happened that 16 years ago, from all these 400,000 survived just 120,000 in the hands of the government, where the most poor people of Israel was living in them. Part of them are living in there by 60 years, 50 years, 20 years and others. So they don't became to be owners of their own home. They never become to be the owners of their own home. So I legislate a law which command the government to sell these apartments to the people who are living with. So who was against? The Likud, Shas, the Mavdal, what's called now Abayit Yehudi, all the right wing was against. What is very, very foolish, that all those who are living in the public apartments was vote and continue to vote for the right wing in Israel, for the Likud and for the Abayit Yehudi and for Shas and others. But despite their refusers, I succeed to legislate the law and to command the government to sell the apartments to the poorest people in Israel. So what the government are doing? There was a law of the Knesset. The Knesset, by a very, very big majority, decided and legislated the law which command the government to sell and to use the money from the income to build another new public apartments for those who have no home. The government refused to implement the law. And what happened that last year, I succeed to pressing them by the Supreme Court of Israel, which command them to sell because there is a law in Israel. Till now, was sold 60,000 apartments for the poorest people in Israel, and I'm very, very proud about it. But what the government was doing, nothing with the money, 3,000 billion shekel was the income from the selling of the apartments, and the government refused to build no one public apartment. So it can find now thousands of families in Israel, they have no home. Now we are calling to the Jewish people from France, from other countries which suffer from anti-Semitism, to come to Israel. But there is no homes to give them. Why? Because the government refused to implement the law of the Knesset, where I was the initiator of it. That's what happened, and this is two examples which let you know what's happened now in Israel on beside the refusers of the government to dialogue with the neighbors of us, with the Palestinians, to come to settlement of the conflict with them. I just like to add one sentence. Friends, what we have now is a government which lead the government of Israel, which lead the people of Israel to the next war, and after that to another next war, from war to war. Why? Because it's very, very clear in the Middle East, as it is, by the way, all over the world, when you have a conflict, very deep conflict between neighbors and peoples, you have just two possibilities. Peace process, which prevent the next war, or when there is no peace process, you are going directly to the next war. It means that we are going directly to kill our boys and our soldiers and to kill our neighbors because we refuse to dialogue for the peace process.
Ron, you're making a really good point. The point is that Zionism in Israel was based on the social contract, that the welfare state was this contract, that Israel was created to absorb immigrants, Holocaust survivors among them, and defend the Jewish people, provide them with education, health, and housing, and take care of the weak.
That's right.
It's a completely different understanding of Zionism than what the right is suggesting to us now. Right?
That's right. The right wing in Israel have no commitment to the social issues in Israel. They say, okay, of course, by propaganda, they said many, many things about it, but in the practice of the economy and the social issues, they refuse to help the poorest people. And the example I gave you about the healthcare and about the housing issue is very, very clear what happened here. Because when I try to tell them that we have to build new public housing, not by the budget of the government, but by the income from the public housing where we sell it, they refuse. They refuse, even despite the fact that when they look forward and they know that by a very, very short time, maybe we will need tens of thousands or maybe more public housing for the immigrants. As it happened, by the way, in the early 19th in Israel, when we observed here more than 1 million immigrants from the former Soviet Union. So we came to a clash because there was no homes. So people have to live in huts and the other very unbelievable places to live with till the time when we succeed to build or to buy from abroad. You know that till now, the gap between the poorest people education and the rich education is so wide that the poorest children cannot succeed to jump over their original place when they came from. So now in Israel, you find the policy of the Likud, of the right wing, that the rich people inherit their rich money and situation to their own sons and grandsons, and the poorest people inherit their poorness to their own children and grandchildren. That's impossible for everyone who understands what Zionism is.
So there is no social mobility.
That's right. Because we came here to build one people, one Jewish people, which can solve the problem, the main problem of the diaspora all over the world, all over the 2,000 years. And we have to do it because of the Zionist reason. But the right wing in Israel don't listen for that. They are continue in their own as Shimon Peres said, pig capitalism, where they believe with. That's what Bibi Netanyahu believe with, pig capitalism.
Is this the context in which we should understand the social protests of the 2011 and later as well?
Of course. In 2011, I would like to emphasize, Maya, that those who go to the streets in Rothschild Street in Tel Aviv and other places wasn't the poorest people. There was the middle class, where the young people who go to the army, who go to the wars, and those who succeed to survive after the war, they return back to the to their own families and our cities, and they have no way, when they're working very, very hard, to come to build their own families, to have their own children, and to have their own home. That was the main reason. And of course, I was with them in the streets.
Because the cost of living rose significantly, right?
Now, because Israel became to be a very, very rich country, but the salaries in Israel is so weak in compare with the prices, race and the higher prices of everything in Israel, which is terrible, because if you have 5,000 shekel for a month in Israel, which is compared to dollar is $1,200 a month. So from this salary, it's impossible to eat, impossible to pay taxes, impossible to have your own child, and on the same time to pay for your apartment, which not belong to you, but you have to rent it.
Were there results for the social protest in 2011?
You know, what happened with the result politically was very, very foolish, because most of those from the middle classes who go to the streets to demonstrate translate their own demonstration politically to help the middle parties in Israel, like the party of Yair Lapid and others in the middle, even Bennett tried to prevent himself as a middle in the middle, but where he in fact is more right wing than Netanyahu, which is very difficult to be more right wing from Netanyahu, but Naftali Bennett succeeded to do it. But on the same time, in the last election, many of the middle classes make the mistake and they vote for Naftali Bennett, because he became to be look like a brother of Yair Lapid, which mentioned himself as the representative of the middle classes. But it was a lie. He became to be the finance minister of Netanyahu, and they made everything together.
Are people voting according to economic issues?
People in Israel, first of all, as I understand it, first of all, they vote for the security issue. And this is the main secret of Netanyahu and the right wing. That's why every time when you look at Netanyahu, in any case, in any trouble case, he came in, he will speak about Iran, about nuclear, about security, about the Hamas, about Daesh and others. He not speak about the main civilian targets of the state of Israel.
So this is something that I never understood. Why is the Labour Party choosing not to deal with the security issues? Because Netanyahu is terrible for Israel's security. Why is the Labour Party not saying Netanyahu is bad? Look what happened in Gaza. Look what happened. You know, Iran, if he thinks that Iran is bad as a nuclear power, then
Maya,
Iran
because,
is...
But Maya, it's because you have to be very courageous if you like to speak the truth, the full truth in Israel. and the Labour Party, as it is on the middle parties in Israel. So they are very afraid to say things which look like an extremist one. So you can look what happened now with Meretz. Meretz party was mentioned by the right wing in Israel, looked like a traitor. I'm a colonel in the Pal troops. I spent all my life in the Pal troops units in the best regiment of the Pal troops in Israel, and I mentioned many places as a traitor. Why? Because I like to come to a peace with our neighbors, and they try to color the left wing, to color the peace camp in Israel, not as those who are like to have a peace for the people of Israel, but as those who are take care for the healthy and for the good life of our enemies, of the Palestinians and others. They're not afraid to speak in the streets about us, look like a traitor. I was wounded 2 times in my head when people who refuse to serve in the army come over me in the Jerusalem street and they attack me in my head when I became to be full of blood, and they refused to allow me to go to hospital. What they call against me, that I'm a traitor. That they don't know which side the gun is shooting. When I was that time the colonel in the Pal troops, but they called me as a traitor. That's what happened in Israel. And this is the work of the right wing in Israel.
So what you're saying is that the Israeli public does not understand that peace is also good for is good for Israel's security.
Yes, because the right wing in Israel succeed to make it as a negative thing, the peace became to be a negative word in Hebrew, because it's mentioned that those who are like to have a peace are those who like to take land for the neighbors, and the neighbors of course are our enemies. That's what which is the propaganda, which became to be not just ugly, but became to be a dramatic injustice and radical one.
So to summarize our conversation, it seems to me that what you're saying is that the Israeli population is living under constant economic insecurity, that they're struggling every day to make ends meet, and at the same time they're voting about security and not economics, and they're voting for the continuation of wars. Is that correct?
Let me explain it by this way, Maya. In Israel, as it is, by the way, in the Palestinian side, there is more than 70% of the people who support the two-state solution. But as it is in the Palestinian side, they not vote for the government which support the two-state solution. As it is in Israel, also the majority don't vote for the two-state solution parties. Why? Because the two sides, even in the Palestinian side and Israel, they try that the right wing and the other side, the Hamas party, succeed to make the people afraid from Israel, as it is.
So Hamas, what you're saying is that Hamas and the right wing
and
in Israel,
Hamas succeed to convince the people, the Palestinian people who support the two-state solution, not to vote for Abu Mazen, which supports the two-state solution, because they make all those who like to make to have a peace with us as the traitors of the Palestinian people. In parallel, it happened the same thing in Israel, where the right wing, with the refusal of the two-state solution, they know that they are in minority. That's why, by the way, that Bibi Netanyahu declared that he supported the two-state solution and forget it, because they understand that the big majority in Israel are supportive of the two-state solution. But because he is a refuser, they succeed to make the people afraid from the left wing in Israel by claiming that the left wing in Israel are those who very close to be traitors, because the left in Israel don't care for the people of Israel, but they care for the Arabs. They call us Ohavei Aravim, Arabs lovers. Why? Because we like to come to a peace with the Arabs. But this is our neighbor. This is our people who are living with us in the Middle East. We cannot do the peace with the Switzerland people.
Thank you very much, Ron. This was a fascinating conversation.
Thank you very much, Maya. I'm very, very glad to tell you what I really learn and feel now in Israel. So I just completed by what I start with. I'm very, very worried about what will be going on if we will not succeed to build a very strong Zionist left in Israel.
Thank you, Ron.
Toda rabba.
You've been listening to an interview with Ron Cohen. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. I am your host, Maya Haber. You can follow Partners of Progressive Israel on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, shalom.